Hello, everyone. Welcome to the December 10th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for December 10th to December 17th and beyond? Mercury began its retrograde period on December 3rd at 5 degrees sidereal Sagittarius. Mercury has been conjunct Saturn since it entered that sign on November 24th. Mercury is the planet of the rational mind, therefore making decisions. Saturn is the planet of longevity. So, when decisions get made under Saturn's influence, there can be long-range consequences. Today, Sunday, December 10th, retrograde Mercury backs out of Sagittarius and into Scorpio. By leaving Sagittarius, Mercury is getting away from the influence of Saturn. For the remainder of its retrograde period, Mercury will be operating from the venue of Scorpio. Mercury is the planet of facts and data. Scorpio is the sign of research and investigations. Mercury in Scorpio is good for deep thinking. When Mercury is retrograde, it signifies going back over the information. This can actually be useful if you are doing any kind of secret investigations. While in Scorpio, retrograde Mercury will combine with Venus. The planet of rational thinking, going backwards, joins forces with the planet of romance. So, Mercury is going back over the significations related to Venus. The result is rethinking a romance. Since it's going back, it could be rekindling a romance. Venus is also the planet of guidance and counsel, and therefore lawyers. And Venus is the planet of finance. Combined with Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, we get lawyers doing investigations and digging into financial details. Wonder what that could be. Venus is the planet of finance because it is the planet of value. Venus is the planet of agreements. Mercury is the planet of business transactions. Scorpio is the sign of alliances. When Mercury is retrograde, transactions tend to get screwed up more than usual. So, putting Venus together with retrograde Mercury is a big red flag for any kind of financial dealings. Cue the Republicans' tax cut bill. Venus is the planet of young females, romance, pleasures. Scorpio is the sign of passions and intrigue and investigation. Mercury is the planet of facts and information. Retrograde Mercury means going back over the facts. The Sun is here in the mix, too. Sun is an indicator of people of power and position. So, more revelations of sexual misconduct by various high-profile people. Venus leaves Scorpio on December 20th. Mercury retrograde ends on December 22nd. Jupiter has been transiting in Libra since early September. On November 29th, Mars entered Libra. During December, Mars will be getting ever closer to Jupiter. This puts the planet of action together with the planet of optimism and beliefs. The result is overconfidence in one's actions, overconfidence in one's beliefs. Libra is the sign of idealism. Therefore, action on the basis of idealistic beliefs. And on another level, Mars is the planet of force. Jupiter is the planet of law and justice. Thus, the force of justice. Venus becomes combust this week. Venus moves through the zodiac slightly faster than the Sun. For the last several months, Venus has been visible in the east before sunrise as the morning star, but now it is catching up to the Sun. Venus will disappear from view as it rides along with the Sun in the zodiac for the next couple of months. In the real world, what's happening is that from our vantage point on Earth, Venus is going behind the Sun, or what the astronomers call superior conjunction. Traditional astrology sees the combustion of a planet as problematic for that planet's significations. Since it is a financial planet, when Venus is invisible, it's harder to determine true value. When the planet of guidance disappears, we are without guidance. So, for instance, this would not be a good time to be seeking advice from a lawyer. In early February, Venus will reappear in the west after sunset as the evening star. I'll be on family vacation shortly, so I'll throw this in as well. Next Sunday, December 17th, will be the last new moon of 2017 at 2 degrees sidereal Sagittarius. This new moon is closely conjunct Saturn. This will be the Hindu lunar month of Pushya, named for the nakshatra that the full moon usually falls in at this time of the year, Pushyami. But due to the way things are working out this year, the full moon will fall in Adra, one of the nakshatras in Gemini. When there's a planet conjunct the new moon, that planet's significations will be a strong influence for the coming lunar month. Saturn is the planet of serious energy. It's the reality check planet, the planet of restrictions and responsibilities. So, if we want to be in harmony with the month's energies, we should stay focused, be responsible and observe the rules, do our work, and be patient. And now my little pitch for donations. Everyone, if you appreciate the astrology news report, please show your support by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.